They took the ball with them. And that is a violation. Yep. It's been a tactic used to take time off the clock or to give your defense some time to adjust. And they made a rule about this a while back. So DeWalt gets two shots, two very fortuitous shots for the Blackshirts. 43.1 remaining. First one, yes! Blackshirts get the lead back, 49-48. And they will get the ball back too here, Connor Boston from Chicago. Second free throw from the General. Nicknamed in honor of Sherman Douglas. And it's good! And the General pumps his right hand in jubilation after two very clutch free throws. And the Blackshirts have the ball. Inbounded again by Jacob Davis, their inbound specialist. They get it to DeWalt. Oh, should have been a foul call there. He got clobbered. 35 seconds. Blackshirts hanging on a two-point lead. In no hurry. I tell you, they should be... Oh, ball stolen away from Javon Carter. Here comes another fast break and a layup. Can't make it. DeWalt with the rebound, and he gets fouled from behind. DeWalt will go back to the line for two free throws. I hate to speak ill of good players, but I think a talented Javon Carter, they should have him under the posting under the basket instead of handling the ball. He's really had a lot of trouble here. He can do a lot of great things with the ball, but I think in this situation, I would have him in the paint posting where he can do a lot more damage. First free throw from DeWalt. Yes! It's now a three-point Blackshirt lead, 51-48. 22.6 seconds left here in the overtime. We see the Blackshirt varsity dribbling the ball. Both teams, varsity teams watching. Second one. And there is your dagger. We hope. 52-48, 22.8 seconds left. 6 seconds, excuse me. No foul, coaches are yelling. No foul. And an easy layup is good. And a timeout by Arrowhead. 15 seconds left, so I might have been a little premature there on the Wayne Larrabee. But while the teams take timeout, we're going to take a full timeout too, and we'll be back for the conclusion of this awesome game. Calvin.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
Hey, this is Don Brown inviting you to get local with me every Saturday morning, 8 o'clock, on my show, This Week in Waukesha, live from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown. Local news, local sports, local people, local music and culture. This Week in Waukesha, every Saturday, 8 a.m., here on Walk Radio, 540 a.m., 101 FM. The Shaw.
Hey, welcome back to C.J. Johnson Student Event Center for the last 15 seconds of this overtime. And the Blackshirts will call another timeout. Great defense by the Warhawks. Javon Carter was the inbounder, and he wisely called the timeout, giving them time to study the Warhawk defense. It's filling it up here, and the fans are being entertained with some great JV1 play. And I got to tell you, I know you're going to say without telling me, Connor, Blackshirts need to get the ball to the General, Zayas DeWalt. Let him get fouled and put him at the line where he's been money. 4 for 4 in his last couple sets of free throws. The team's point guard and leader. The General, named in honor of Syracuse legend Sherman Douglas. Carter will inbound again for the Blackshirts. And there it is. They got the General and he gets fouled. Oh! They almost had a steal there, but too much contact for the officials' liking. So the score is 52-50, 14.2 seconds. Not much time taken off the clock. 0.8 seconds. Or 1/4 of a second for those of you into fractions. DeWalt set it, getting ready for his first free throw. He gets the ball. He dribbles once, twice, three times. First one. Yes! And it's a three-point Blackshirt lead as Malik McGinty comes in for Jacob Davis to give the Blackshirts a little more size on defense. A very important second free throw here from the general. Ginty. Yes! 54-50! 14.2 seconds left. DeWalt putting light pressure on in the half court here. Here come the Warhawks trying to set up a three. No, they're going to go for two. They dish. Oh, an errant pass, but it gets recovered. A long three. And it's good. What a shot. 3.3 seconds left on an errant pass. A very clutch shot by Arrowhead's Jake Buddy. I wonder if he's any relation to football legends Ed Buddy and Jim Buddy. Ed Buddy from the Kansas City Chiefs. First Super Bowl team. Final timeout for the Warhawks here. 3.3 seconds. And Connor, I know you're going to tell me, get the ball to the general, Zayas DeWalt. As we see some more celebrities come in. Waukesha Wings hockey player, Jonah Radomski. And his girlfriend from the longtime varsity cheer team, Jordan Stout. And Brady Hennis is here from the defending Classic 8 champions, here to root on his little, very proud of his younger brother, I am sure. But Jonah Radomski's father, Don, the Waukesha North baseball coach, will be my guest next week on This Week in Waukesha, along with South's new baseball coach, John Stillman. Stillman here doing some fundraising for the baseball program. And my guest tomorrow on This Week in Waukesha is Coach Darnell Wiltz, who will be talking about the proposed recommendations here. Well, more on that in a second, but now they got the football lineup. Four guys lined up out of bounds. They get the amount to the general. And the general gets fouled with 1.1 seconds left. So the Blackshirts execute the way they wanted. Thought Arrowhead was going to get away with the steal there for a sec. So Zayas DeWalt, as you remember, against Whitnall in overtime, no, before overtime, threw a long pass to win the game with the score tied. To win it for the Blackshirts. They came down from 20 that game, too. So, first free throw from DeWalt. Yes! 55-53! Camisas Negras. On top of the JV1 Warhawks. 1.1 seconds left. He makes this, and the best that the Warhawks could do, unless they get fouled, is a desperation long three-point shot. Second free throw. And that falls in, 56-53. Full court press on the amount. It's a long pass. And he can't get knocked away. That's the game. The Blackshirts JV club beats the Warhawks of Arrowhead, 56-53 in overtime. How about those shirts? What a great start to this night, Connor Boston from Chicago. So before the two teams are shaking hands before the varsity clubs take the floor. So stick around, more to come. We've got a full game of varsity action ahead here on the Blackshirt Sports Radio Network.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 a.m. 101 FM, The Shaw.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Wait a minute. How about this? Listen to me, you lantern-jawed cretin, you horned-eyed homunculus. You are going to do what's right for the people of Wisconsin. You're putting cans of water in our water, destroying the greatest university system in the country and public education. Knock it off. That is unlikely to be said. That's what I'd say.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
They started from the bottom.
Started.
Now they're the Classic 8 basketball champions.
Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team in.
And they're back. Catch all the action as we broadcast live and local. The Waukesha South Blackshirts. Defending their title in this year's campaign against the toughest teams in the state here on the Blackshirt Basketball Radio Network, Walk Radio 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the C.J. Johnson Student Events Center here at Waukesha South High School. You know, and I forgot to introduce myself. I'm your host, Downtown Donnie Brown, here with Connor Boston from Chicago. And as I was mentioning before, the overtime in the last game came to an end. My guests tomorrow include Coach Darnell Wiltz talking about the next steps in hopefully securing the WIAA's Conference Realignment Task Force amendments during the appeal process to move south and north to the more equitable Parkland Conference, and what needs to be done, what we can do maybe, to make sure that that goes through. Jim Santel from Morning Cannolis will also be here for part of that discussion. And then the final segment, Jim Santel of Morning Cannolis, retired U.S. attorney, will also weigh in on some recent school board decisions that have been viewed as controversial. So catch us tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. Oh, also Amanda Medina Roddy will also pop in to give us all, that includes all of you, not just me, a special invitation to the Rotary Club's Pancake Breakfast on February 4th. You can listen to my show at the Camp Pancake Breakfast too, I just realized, so, or catch it after my show. So that'll be a real fun-filled Saturday morning there on the 4th, that is. I believe that's the 4th, but anyway, I would be remiss if I did not mention before the game starts about our parent company, Civic Media's $1 million giveaway that is extended to all small businesses here in Waukesha, or those businesses that serve a Waukesha audience. And now recognize this giveaway that will take place on January 26th. If your business serves customers around the state, our growing Civic Media portfolio includes close to a dozen other stations, I believe. I forget the final headcount around the state. So a lot of exciting free advertising opportunities for you to kick the tires and develop new business while also supporting local radio that's become very important to our citizenry here, not just in Waukesha, but in communities like ours around the state. So to learn more about the $1 million giveaway, go to civicmedia.us/million. That's civicmedia.us/million. So as we watch the, excuse me one second. Leo! You can't hear me, it's so loud. Some favorite fans of mine just came in. Young friends, including my godson, who's born in Wisconsin, but is a official Buffalo Bills fan. Gotta love that kid very much. So it's about, we still have less than 10 minutes before the tip-off, so. Again, we're filling in. General Ben Jimenez has just walked in, and he's doing the 50-50 raffle. Connor, are you going to buy in on that?
Probably not.
And I think the raffle benefits the baseball team. If I know General Ben Jimenez and the new varsity coach, John Stillman. Again, those are my guests the following Saturday. New varsity baseball coach at Waukesha South, John Stillman. And the longtime Waukesha North varsity coach, Don Radomski. This is the first time these two coaches will meet. And I'm really excited because they're both great guys. We're both children of the 80s like myself. Have great taste in music from that time. So really looking forward to sharing notes and telling some old baseball stories next Saturday, the 28th, here in WAC Radio. So, tell you what, when we come back, we will announce the rosters for both teams, Connor and myself, and who the picks to click will be for both the Black Shirts and the Warhawks tonight when we come back.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 a.m. 101 FM, The Shaw.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
This is Don Brown inviting you to get local with me every Saturday morning, 8 o'clock, on my show, This Week in Waukesha, live from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown. Local news, local sports, local people, local music and culture. This Week in Waukesha, every Saturday, 8 a.m., here on WAC Radio, 540 a.m., 101 FM. The Shaw.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
They started from the bottom.
Started.
Now they're the Classic 8 basketball champions.
Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team in.
And they're back. Catch all the action as we broadcast live and local. The Waukesha South Blackshirts. Defending their title in this year's campaign against the toughest teams in the state here on the Blackshirt Basketball Radio Network, WAC Radio 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Hey, we're back here at the C.J. Johnson Student Events Center here at Waukesha South High School. And I have with me Director of Basketball Operations, Tracy Richter, who's a little under the weather, so she can't speak, but she's going to give me some news. Tracy, what's going on with the Black Shirts Women program? Okay, so they're still playing. They're just playing their JV birds. Birds are okay. Great. So Tracy has reported to me that in the last game, which we actually broadcasted on Tuesday night, there was a key injury to the senior. What was her name? Carly Johnson. Yeah, very fortunate. So our Lady Blackshirts are down to 5 players. So decision's been made. They're going to play JV and varsity reserve games with help from Bailey Grable, coach. And the men's varsity basketball, Bo Richter will also coach those games. They'll take place on Saturdays, you think? So a game against Muskego, Tuesday, 5:30. Is that here? It's at Muskego. Okay. And what's meant by a reserve game versus a sanctioned? Okay. So as opposed to playing the starters, you're playing the reserve players. It's a great program that gives a lot of the guys that don't get a lot of playing time, a chance to hone their skills, especially the underclass, and bigger to teams like 10 or more players. Those reserve games are important. So, and Tracy credits athletic director Dan Richter for Dan Schreier. You just adopted another son, Tracy. Athletic Director Dan Schreier, apologies, Dan, has done a great job working with the schools to coordinate these reserve games. And very thankful for the other schools for their support, because they're missing. They'll have to reschedule another varsity game, you would think, right? For their main, for their starters. For them, right? If they're, yeah. So that takes a lot of work. And but again, Dan Schreier has been phenomenal in his support for those other schools. So I appreciate you sharing that information. We're glad to hear that they're not forfeiting the season. The girls still get to play, and hopefully we can continue building the program from there. So thanks for sharing that important news, Tracy Richter. Next time we're going to have you on the mic. Okay. So, hey, we're back. And 3 minutes before the national anthem to tip off. So here are your black shirts, complete lineup. Number 0, senior All-State guard Tyron Cook. Number 1, senior Tack Tadioka, forward. Number 2, senior guard 6'2", All-State guard Daniel Robinson. Number 3, 5'10", senior guard Trey Duncan. Number 4, 6'1", senior guard Ethan Check. Number 5, 5'6", junior guard Giovanni Rios Abera. Number 10, 6'3", guard, junior guard Brighton Staub. Number 12, 6'3", junior forward Evan Stout. Number 22, 6'1", senior guard James Smith. Number 24, 5'11", guard Charlie Morose. Number 30, 5'11", junior guard Paul Segui Perez. And number 34, the 6'3", senior forward Tommy Carrico. And now Connor's going to tell us about the Warhawks of Arrowhead. He gets bigger fonts to work with, and he's younger than me. Not very fair, but go ahead, Connor.
I wouldn't say that, Don. You've been doing this for much longer than I have. So, but yeah, anyway,
forever young,
staying young. All right. So for the Arrowhead High School boys basketball team, we got number 1, Trip Walsh. She's a 6'6", 210-pound senior forward. Number 2, Alex Kramer, a 5'11", junior or senior guard. Number 3, Austin Villarreal, 6 foot tall, senior guard. Number 4, the big star, apparently, Mac Recky. 6'5", senior guard. Number 5, Jacob Wojda, 6'3", senior forward. Number 12, Sam Leone. He's a 6'6" junior guard. Number 14, Bennett Basic. I'm still struggling with Basic, these names, so but I'll get them. Eventually. 6'4" junior guard. Number 20, Tyler Davis. He's a 5'10" junior guard. Number 22, Andy Cochran, a 6'3" junior guard. Number 23, Tyler Carnell, a 6'1" junior guard. Number 24, Jace Gilbert. He's a 6'5" junior forward. Number 30, David Dobberton, 5'10", junior guard. Number 32, Jay Haas. He is a 5'11", junior guard. Number 33, Brody Dents. He is a 5'11", junior guard. And the final player on the roster, number 34, Garrett Sexton, a 6'6", junior forward. So that's going to be your lineup. The assistant coaches, or the head coach, is Craig Haas. Assistant coach, Dave Conway. John Hawk, Hoach, Jim Lavoy, Mark Leone, Billy Hirschfield, Chris Klink, Scott Conway, and Doug Recky. Managers. Looking like it's time for the national anthem. So we're going to have to
stand. So we'll take a quick break here in the Black Shirt Sports Radio Network.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions, who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 AM 101 FM, The Shaw.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Wait a minute. How about this? Listen to me, you lantern-jawed cretin, you horned-eyed homunculus. You are going to do what's right for the people of Wisconsin. You're putting cans of water in our water, destroying the greatest university system in the country and public education. Knock it off. That is unlikely to be said. That's what I'd say.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Started from the bottom.
Start it.
Now they're the Classic 8 basketball champions.
Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team in.
And they're back. Catch all the action as we broadcast live and local. The Waukesha South Blackshirts. Defending their title in this year's campaign against the toughest teams in the state. Here on the Blackshirt Basketball Radio Network. Walk Radio 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website,
civicmedia.us. Greg Hossie is your head coach. And here comes the Wildcats. They start.
Hey, Don, you're actually not sounding great. Is there anything that you changed or you could fix? Don, can you hear me? Don, can you hear me?
How do I sound now, Calvin? All right. Apologies for the technical difficulties. Tyron Cook and Mac Recchi will jump it up. Oh, can you keep that so I can see it? That's the lineup. So they're getting ready to tip off here. Full house. The arrow, the Warhawks are in black with light blue letters and fonts, a gray trim, and the red A on the back above their numbers. Oh, beautiful pass off the tip to Ethan Check, left-handed layup. And black shirts are off to an early 2-0 lead. Bringing it up is Alex Kramer, guarded by Morose. Man defense with black shirts. Gets it into Gilbert. Gilbert against Krinko. Yes. And we're tied at 2. Check will bring it up for the black shirts. 7:35, an early going in the first half. Cook has the ball in the right backcourt now. Gives it to Robinson, left wing. Morose in the corner. Morose to Krinko. Back to Robinson, top of the key. Morose, left wing. Morose dribbles to the center. Gives it to Robinson. Back to Krinko. Krinko for a long three. Off the front of the rim. And rebounded by Austin Villarreal. Gives it to Kramer. Kramer driving. Near the top of the key. Oh, off to the wing for a long three. And that's off the back of the rim. Rebounded by Kramer. That was Bosic on the shot. Bosic has it back here, left wing. He's going to drive in. Beautiful dish to Gilbert, and Gilbert makes the easy bunny. So 4 quick points for Gilbert. 4-2 in favor of the Warhawks. Check now dribbling. He's going to drive. A beautiful shot. He gets fouled. Oh, almost makes it. A beautiful drive there. I think that's going to go against Bosic. No, Alex Kramer will get that foul. That's his first. And the first team foul. 16:42 remaining. Check at the line for the black shirts. Shooting at the south end basket. First free throw for Check. Yes! Couple hops around, but finds its way in. 4-3 in favor of the Warhawks. Thanks to 2 buckets in the paint from Jace Gilbert. Second free throw from Check. Around the rim and out. Basic with the rebound. A long pass over to Villarreal. Villarreal in the corner. Dribbling around. A Cook. A beautiful drive. Left blocked by Cook. Swatted away. Robinson's got the rebound on the break. He's going to go right on Kramer and put in the easy layup. So it's 5-4 black shirts. 16-19 and counting. That looks like Kramer's got it. He sends Recky the other way. Recky has yet to touch the ball. Little pull-up. Yes! By Villarreal. Nice little kiss. So it's 6-5. Warhawks. Check dribbling now. Taking his time getting across the line. Guarded by Kramer. Krinko with the ball in the left backcourt. Gives it to Cook. Cook back to Krinko. Krinko to Robinson. Robinson dribbling around. Robinson has a look. Robinson with the bunny. Oh! Off the rim and out. Rebounded by Gilbert. Gilbert having trouble finding an outlet. Finally gets it to Kramer. Here come the Warhawks, 15:40 and counting. First half. Kramer now to Bosic. Bosic driving on Check. Height advantage. Turnaround jumper off the back of the rim. Rebounded by Gilbert. Muscling it away from Robinson and Check. Kramer now to Bosic in the right near the corner. Back to Kramer. He's driving in on Morose. Tries to get it to Gilbert, but Gilbert can't get the handle on it. Good looking pass, but it was kind of crowded there. Good pressure from Krinko. And Gilbert. So Morose inbounds it to Check. Blackshirt's looking to get the lead back, trailing 6-5, 15-14 in the first half. Check calling for some movement, gives it to Cook. Cook going to drive. Cook gets fouled in the backcourt. Or no, let's see. It's a pushing foul against somebody. Haven't gotten the. Mac Recky, his first foul. No points yet. Now, they mentioned he was hurt or there was some injury issues. He does look a little sluggish out there. He is guarding Cook, though. Cook gets the inbound in the right corner. Cook goes, looks to go around to Krinko, pick nor to go. Gets it out to Check. Check to Robinson. Robinson to Morose in the corner. Morose dribbles around. Comes to the center. Gives it to Krinko. Krinko now to Check. Check's going to drive. Nowhere to go. Good defense there by Kramer. Gives it to Robinson. Robinson now. Long jumper from the side. That's off. And taken by Kramer, and we got a little, he's going to try to get past Check. Nowhere to go, and a miss. Good defense by Check. Krinko gets the long outfit. He's going to try to drive. Beautiful dish to Morose. Morose gets the bunny. Great teamwork there. Krinko to Morose. And a timeout's been called. 7-6. 14-31 in the first half in favor of the Black Shirts. No, not a timeout. Something was, I think the coach might have gotten a warning there for Arrowhead. I think they're scared to go to Richter with that bright red suit. It's not, it's hurting the eyes. Kramer's got the ball now for the Wax. Dishes it to Recky. Recky guarded by Robinson. Let's see what Recky powers in. Turn around. No, he missed it, but the foul on Robinson and a questionable foul. I thought Robinson squared off with him fine. So the star for the Warhawks will go to the charity stripe. A foul against Robinson. Coach Richter making his feelings known to the officiating crew about this call. First free throw from Recky. That rolls in. So he's got his first point of the night. Last time these two teams met, Recky was unstoppable in the first half. Second half, he never touched the ball. And the second one's good for Recky. So it's 8-7 in favor of the Warhawks. 14-13 is your time. Check's got the ball, left backcourt. It's Cook, who comes to the middle of the court, top of the key. Dribbling back now to half court. Now he comes. Looking for Sway Crinkle for a long three. Oh, and it's off the rim. Rebounded. Oh! Moroz gets called for one, trying to strip the ball from Valerio. No, Robinson gets the call on that. So that's two on Robinson. He may have to come out early. Yep, Trey Duncan's going to come in for Robinson. So unfortunate to get early foul trouble on what is arguably our best defensive player, one of our better offensive players, Daniel Robinson. So here comes Kramer dribbling it up, guarded by Duncan, gives it over to Basic, trying to get to Gilbert. Gilbert loses the ball. Trey Duncan gets his hands on it. Great defense there by Karinko on Gilbert. Check's got the ball. Left backcourt gives it to Karinko. Karinko trying to drive in Gilbert. Nowhere to go. Oh, he gets called with a travel on that. I don't know about that call. A very pedantic call at best. I didn't see any extra pivot movement there, but here come the Warhawks. Kramer brings it up. Guarded by. He gives it over to Valerio, driving on Moroz. Valerio pulls up. Air ball. Duncan gets it. Valerio hustles to try to save it in. Now, Check has it. Check going to the middle now. Gives it to Cook. Cook guarded beautifully. Oh, he pulls up. Yes, from Tyron Cook over Mac Recky. Nothing wrong with the defense on Recky there. Cook is when he gets hot, not much can stop him on those long jumpers. So Basic has it on the right wing from Kramer. They're trying to get, they get Gilbert underneath. Gilbert double covered, dishes it all the way out. Valerio for a three. That's off. But Kramer the rebound. Can't get the tip. He should have come down with it. A foul. That looks like it's Basics with the call. Bennett Basics. Basich, maybe. That's his first. Bennett Basich is the pronunciation. So Moroz went bound to Check. Three team fouls for the Warhawks, two for the Black Shirts with a 9-8 lead, 12:48 and counting. Check comes across full court, the man defense on the right, gives it to Cook. Coming from, oh, back to Check. Check thinks three, but pulls out. Gives it to Tadioka, who's just coming. Tadioka for three. That's off the rim. And Cook knocks it out in a battle for the rebound. Warhawks get it. So Tadioka came in for Karinko to give him a quick blow. 12:35 remaining. Here comes Kramer. Recky's got the ball now, guarded by Cook. He's going to try. Nope, he kicks it over to Basic. Basic. Basic gets the ball stripped beautifully by Tadioka, but he hangs onto it. Kicks it back out to Recky in the far right backcourt. Trying to go around to pick. Double team now. Dishes it in. Knocked away beautifully by Check. Duncan's got the ball. Duncan a long pass to Tadioka. Oh, and an errant pass to Check. Ball goes back to the Warhawks, unfortunately. It was a long pass to Tadioka, but he wasn't really in position for a shot there near the baseline, far from the basket. So Kramer has it. Beautiful dish to Basic, who dunks it. So Basic can get up there. 10-9. Warhawks get the lead back here. Check driving beautifully. Check. Oh, blocked. And that was Bass. Who was that? Was that Bassick again? No. That's Garrett Sexton in the game now. He came in for Gilbert. Moreau's inbound. Moreau's to Cook on the right wing. Cook dribbles back to the right backcourt here. Guarded by Recchi. Trying to clear some space here. Tadioka coming to set a pick on the right side. Cook goes around it. Double team for a second. Cook goes around again. He pulls up. Fakes. Beautiful. Oh, shot is blocked. Sexton again with his second block of the game. Giving some great defensive value off the bench. The 6'6 junior forward, 240 pounds. Inbound to Cook. On the right side, Cook driving again. Cook. And he gets called with a travel there. There was a little bit of a bunny step there, but I thought he still had the dribble going. So Recchi will inbound to Kramer for the Warhawks. Black shirts back, setting up in a man defense. Black shirts in all white. Arrowhead in all dark with the light blue numbers and fonts. Recchi with a long three from the corner. That's off. Rebounded by Duncan. Knocked away by Sexton, Bassage, but he can't get it in bounds. Good hustle by Bassage. Great rebounding by Duncan. So Jacob Recchi will come out, and number five, senior forward, 6'3", Jacob Olden gets his first action. Evan Stout's going to come in for Charlie Moreau's, so the two juniors will swap. Moreau's the All-State goalkeeper in soccer. Stout, the All-Classic 8 safety in football. Cook brings it in off the Stout inbound. Facing a Warhawk man defense. Stout popping out in a right pick. They give it to Duncan in the corner. Duncan to Tadioka. Tadioka looking so he's got really nowhere to go. Dishes it out to Moreau's. No, check. Excuse me. Check gives it to Duncan. Duncan kicks it out. They get the ball to Stout. Stout back to Duncan. Now check comes back for it. They're on the left wing here. Good man defense here by Arrowhead. No doubt about that. A lot of picks. Check gives it back to Duncan, top of the key. Duncan, he gets it swatted away, but it's out of bounds on Arrowhead. Good drive by Duncan, but... So, Karinko's going to come in for Tadioka. So now we got the Empire Street buildings together, the Empire Street Towers with Stout and Karinko. Childhood friends from Empire Drive in Banting Park. Inbound to Cook on the right side. Cook puts a beautiful move on. Gives it to Duncan. Duncan thinks. He looks. He drives. Duncan dishes it to Krinkle, but poor pass off his foot. Valario has the ball. Arrowhead in transition. Bassich loses control of the ball. Falls out of bounds. Should have been a travel, I thought, but he never really had possession. And now this is number 12, Sam Leonian. He's driving. Kicks it out to Bassich. Bassich takes the three. Pulls up for a two. Yes! Bassich with his second bucket of the night. And it's a 12-9. Biggest lead of the game for either team. In favor of Arrowhead, 9:51 is your time remaining. Cook, the top of the key. So both teams doing a good job minimizing points from their big players here. Cook only has two so far. Franco now on the wing, gives it to Check on the right backcourt. Check now dribbling to the middle. Check driving, hits Stout. Stout back to Karinko, back to Check in the corner. Check driving. Oh, ball gets stripped away by Sexton. Another great defensive play by the big forward. So Bassich has the ball now. Guarded by Karinko. Dishes it into Bassich. And a foul will be called. Looks like Ethan Check with a little shove on Sexton. That's Check's first personal, third team foul. Both teams even at three with the team fouls. It looks like Alex Kramer will inbound. Valario with a long three. Oh, after him, rebounded by Check. Check to Cook in transition. Cook pulls up for a long shot. Oh, in and out. Jacob Olda with the rebound for Arrowhead. 12-9 still remains the score here. Leone to Wolda. Wolda Recchi. Recchi pulls up from his familiar spot, and he gets the friendly roll, and it's in. So 4 points for Recce, two from the charity stripe. 14-9 is your lead for Arrowhead here. 8:37 and counting. Check with the ball. Gives it to Cook. Cook driving. Cook pulls up. The shot from Cook. That's off. Oh! Rebounded by Villarreal. Villarreal into the corner. Nowhere to go. Robinson back in the game for the Blackshirts. Villarreal guarded by Cook. He drives. Pulls up. Oh, he gets the foul on Cook. Beautiful ball handling and movement by Villarreal. That's Cook's first foul, 14th foul. So it's 14-9 Arrowhead. And I think if Arrowhead gets the points here, Connor, and Blackshirts don't do anything at the other end, that I think Blackshirts need a timeout here. You don't want to get the game too far away. Villarreal makes his first free throw. 4 points for him, and he gets the second. So it's now a 7-point Arrowhead lead, 8-11 and counting. Check dribbles up slowly for the Blackshirts. Gives it to Cook. Cook for a long three. Oh, that's off. Leone with the rebound. And this is, Sam Leone with the ball. Bolda had the rebound. Sexton has it on Krenko. Sexton pulls up. No, foul before the shot. No, they call 3 second violation on the big man. So Gilbert's going to come in for Sexton, and Sexton deserves a big ovation. Two blocks and a steal on defense. Check will bring it in after inbounding to Robinson. Robinson back to check. Karinko on the left wing as Cook. Cook driving. Cook gets fouled. He's going to go to the line. So Recce gets, that's two on Recce. A very important second foul with 7:28 remaining. Recce not happy with the call. So Cook's going to try to do it from the charity stripe, which is fine by me. Arrowhead really doing a great job on the All-State senior, minimizing his shooting looks. First one's good for Cook. So Moroz will come back in for Stout. Cook for his second free throw now. 16-10 is the score. 7:28 remaining first half. Recce's going to come back out. They come back to the bench with two fouls. So second free throw is good from Cook. Now it's 4 points. It's 16-11, 7:25 and counting. Kramer's got the ball, 1-on-1, guarded by Moroz. And now Basic has it, but he travels. Or no, they got a foul call. Is that a push-off? Yeah. That's the second on Bennett Passage, so, and he's got to come right out as Jacob Wolda comes back in. So Stout's going to come in now. Stout's going to come in for check. Give him a little more size now, especially with Recce and Bassich out. See if the Blackshirts can seize an opportunity. So Robinson's got the ball. Guarded by Kramer. Gives it to Stout. Stout in the left wing. Gives it to Krenko in the corner. Moroz back to Krenko. Krenko's going to drive. Back to Cook. Cook to Moroz in the corner. To Robinson. Oh, Robinson loses the handle on the Moroz pass. Kramer in transition. And Villarreal makes a beautiful layup. It's 18-11 now. Tough break for the Blackshirts. Trying to narrow the lead there. An unforced error. Ends up in a Warhawk bucket. Cook with a long jumper off the front of the rim. Nobody there to rebound it for the Blackshirts. Wolda gets it. Gives it to Kramer. Kramer in transition. Kicks it out to Wolda. Back to Villarreal. Over to Leone. Leone drives. Fakes. Pulls up. Yes, Leone. Nice little jumper from 6 feet out in the paint. 20-11 now. In favor of the Warhawks, a 9-point and a long shot from Robinson. That's way off. That's Leone with the rebound. The little guy gives it to Kramer in transition here. Need a big stand here for the Black Shirts with 5:50 remaining. Long drive. Beautiful block by Morose. Wow, that was a great block. From behind. All ball on the strip. Robinson to Karinko. Karinko travels. Yep, no doubt about that one. Karinko got a little too excited on that three. So check's going to come in for Morose. 20-11, 5:40 remaining. Warhawks in the lead over our Black Shirts here. Good man defense. Gilbert's got the ball top of the key. He's going to drive in Karinko. Gilbert trying to muscle his way in. Misses it. Rebounded. Stout after the big fight. Stout comes up with it. Cook gets it from Robinson. Cook, he gets fouled by Villarreal. Decent position by Villarreal, but just too close for comfort on a driving Cook. So that's six on the Warhawks. One more, and we got a bonus. So keep following Tyron Cook is what I say. Inbound to Cook. Backed away from Villarreal. So they are on him like flies on rice. Or is it white on rice? Flies on turds.
Well, I mean, if you leave it out.
Flies on perp. Yeah. Inbound to Karinko. Karinko for the long three. That's good. Tyron Karinko. The Emperor. It's 20-14. 5:11. A very important basket for the Black Shirts who are scoreless over the last couple minutes. A pull-up. Oh, another beautiful Jay. That time it was Kramer. Kramer gets his first basket. 22-14. 4:58 counting. Check dribbling it up for the Black Shirts. Check goes around a Karinko pick. Moving in. Oh. Back to Karinko. Karinko looking for help. Gives it to Robinson coming around. Robinson going to drive. Nowhere to go. Back to Karinko. Karinko for a long three. And that's, no, not going to fall. Rebounded by Villarreal. Gives it to Kramer. Kramer driving. Kicks it back out to Leone. The left wing. Gives it to Gilbert. Gilbert. And that's an offensive on the North Star defector. Jace Gilbert, that's one on him. That should be 17 fouls. Could be a bonus coming up for the Black Shirts as Check comes out in the left backcourt. Check's going to drive now. He moves. No, he travels first. Yep. Great defense there by Sam Leone. 22-14 remains your score in favor of the Warhawks. 4:13 remaining. And we're going to get some pressure here on the inbound. Light pressure, but they call it off. Staying in the man. Kramer dribbling, guarded by Check. Kramer's gonna drive all the way. Gets it out to Villarreal. Goes around a Gilbert pick. Villarreal back to Kramer. Kramer loses it, but Villarreal's there to pick it up. Villarreal driving all the way. Lamp, no good. Oh, Gilbert had a rebound. He dropped it. Pass break now. Here comes Johnson or Robinson. Robinson gets fouled. Fouls on Leone. That looks like his first. So while Check shoots these, while Robinson shoots these free throws, we're going to take a quick station identification. Calvin.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Hey, and we're back. Robinson makes the first free throw. 3 points for him. 22-15. Second free throw from Robinson. And that's, yes, falls. So 4 points for Robinson, and it's 22-16. Warhawks, 3:43 and counting. Kramer gives it to Villarreal, guarded by Cook. Villarreal driving, kicks it back out. And a foul by Check against Kramer in the backcourt. Got a little overzealous there, and they're trying to block a pass. That's two on Check with 3:35 in the first half. And Morose is going to come in for Check. A smart substitution here this late in the first half. Inbounded to Kramer, guarded by Morose. Kramer's going to go all the way, pulls up for a short jumper, and that's off. And knocked out of bounds. Great hustle by Kramer following his own shot. Beat Morose to the ball. but knocked out of bounds. Morose inbounds to Cook. Cook's going to bring it up for the Blackshirts. 3:24 and counting. Blackshirts chipping away at a 6-point Warhawk lead, which one time was as high as 9. Cook gives it to Kurenko. Kurenko in the corner to Morose. Morose dribbles it out. Gives it to Robinson. Robinson looking. Gives it to Cook. Cook pulls up. Long jumper. That's going to be short. And Sexton's there for the rebound. Beating out Evan Stout. Here comes Kramer. Kramer to Leone. Leone drives, but he's fouled by Morose. That's Charlie's first foul. That's 6 fouls on the black shirt, so it'll be a side out. Warhawks shooting at the north end basket. Inbounded to Volda. Volda back to Leone. Now Kramer has it top of the key, guarded by Morose. Leone gets it back, gives it to Kramer. Kramer a little trouble with it, but hangs on. Kramer now back to Leone, guarded by Robinson. 2:33 and counting. Leone driving now to the left. Pulls up, Nordigal. And they call a double dribble, yep. So great defense by Daniel Robinson. And I got to tell you, credit to the Blackshirt defense. They haven't been able to create a lot of opportunities on offense, but keeping the game close as Morose will bring it up after inbounding it to Robinson. Gives it to Robinson now in the left wing. Robinson guarded tightly by Kramer. Gives it to Cook now, top of the key, guarded by Villarreal. And a foul. That's going to go against Sexton. Morose set a pick, and Sexton just knocked him over, said, I'm not having it. That's only his first. Sexton carries 6'6", 240 pounds. So Morose at the line for two. Actually, excuse me, 1-1 now. First one for Morose. Banks are open on Friday. A design bank by the junior All-State goalkeeper. That's Morose's third point of the game. Second free throw for Morose. And that's all that. So it's now a 4-point game with 2:13 left. 22-18 in favor of the Warhawks. Kramer, guarded by Morose, drives, kicks it out to Walda. Walda driving all the way and passed out. He makes a layup. A beautiful drive by Jacob Walda. His first baskets for points of the game. So it's back to a 6-point game with 1:52 remaining. Cook now gives to Morose in the corner. Back to Cook. Kurenko, top of the key to Robinson underneath. Robinson trying to go baseline. Kicks it to Stout, but it's knocked away. They tried to say it was knocked off of Stout. It was great hustle by Leone anticipating that. So Morose will inbound for the Blackshirts, trailing 24-18 with 1:42 remaining. Inbound to Kurenko near the top, guarded heavily by Sexton. Sexton, good inbound to Robinson. Robinson double covered. Kicks it out to Morose for a long three. Morose, yes! A big spin, Charlie Morose. That's 6 points for Morose. It's now a 3-point game with 1:24 remaining. Kramer dribbling it up for the Warhawks, guarded by Morose. Kramer gives it to Villarreal, trying to go all the way. Oh, gets blocked by the backboard. Stout gets a rebound for the Blackshirts. Kicks it over to Robinson. A big rebound. Morose in the corner. He's going to drive. Nowhere to go. Kicks it out. He gets fouled. That's going to go against Kramer. That'll be two. Not Villarreal, I think. Sam Leone. So 1-1 for Morose. Let's see if he can keep up that good free throw shooting and get this game even closer. 24-21 in favor of the Warhawks. 106 remaining first half. First one by Morose. Oh, that goes off. Went off the bottom of the backboard and pounded off the metal. Kramer has it now. Kramer gets fouled by Morose there. So it'll be a 1-1 now. That's two on Morose. And Check's going to come back in. Nope. Yep. So Check's going to come in for Morose. Morose leaves with 6 points so far. And unfortunately, two fouls. Check's got two of his own. 57.2 is your time remaining. Boy, I'd really like to get a rebound here if we can get a Warhawk miss.